I'm going to call to order this meeting, Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education for February 24th. And so we have four items on our agenda. None of these are new or new conversations to us. So, John, why don't you kick us off with the first one?
Chair Springer, members of the
I need to open a work session on House Bill 4056. It's the Task Force on STEM.
Chair Springer, members of the committee, House Bill 4056 is the Task Force on STEM Access and Success. We previously heard this bill on February 20th. There are no amendments. You should have a copy of the fiscal impact. There's a minimal fiscal to Legislative Administration Committee for the task force and OSAC if funds are available for that STEM fund that the bill establishes.
Okay. And there were no amendments on that, right?
No amendments.
Okay. So, was there anybody that needed or wanted to testify on that? This should be quick. Oh, yeah, it is. It is. Thank you for that.
Madam Chair, would you like a motion?
I'd love a motion.
I move House Bill 4056 to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Co-chair Comp has made the motion to move House Bill 4056, Task Force on STEM, to the full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? That was an objection, was it?
No, that was just a
Okay, not...
Let me tell you something real simple. If I object, you will know.
Should have gaveled.
I blew it.
No, but, it's perfect.
Okay, thank you. Not seeing any objection to the motion. Motion passes, and we need...
Carriers.
We need carriers, but help me out here, co-chairs. I'm a little embarrassed to ask this question, but I received an email or a note or something handed to me within the last hour, hour and a half, saying so-and-so would love to carry this.
Well, to the full...
4077, Lori Montesanderson wants to carry in the Senate.
Okay. We'll get there when we're there.
And okay. And to the full, we need one of the four of us.
I just want to make sure it wasn't on this bill. So on 4056, I see Representative Garrard saying he will carry that to the full. Thank you.
And on the
and
House?
On the floor?
Yes, ma'am.
Do we know whose bill this was, John? Who is the major sponsor of this bill?
It's a committee bill.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
So, okay.
That's what I thought.
Senator Girard to the Senate.
And Senator Girard, you'll carry that on the
Senate
side.
It would be great if Representative Girard would carry it to the floor. I might chime in on the floor.
Good.
Okay.
Briefly.
Okay.
Yes, briefly.
Brief. Yes. Okay.
On a bill like this?
I am going to close the work session on, we did everything right, John? Close the work session on House Bill 4056 and open a work session on House Bill 4058. That's the Higher Education Task Force. And John, would you share us a couple things, about that?
Chair Springer, members of the committee, House Bill 4058, we previously heard also on February 20th. It directs the Higher Education Coordinating Commission to convene a work group and submit a report on strategies for reducing higher education textbook costs. There are no amendments for this one. There is a minimal fiscal impact statement.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move House Bill 4058 to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Denborough moves that we move House Bill 4058 to the Higher Ed Textbook Task Force bill to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Discussion on that motion? Any objection to that motion? Not seeing any. The motion carries, and you are not on full Ways and Means, though, are you? So we need.
I would kind of like to carry this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so just a second. Let's have.
Chair of Textbook Adoption Committee.
And so, Senator, if you would carry that to full Ways and Means and the floor on the Senate side. And then, Michael, or Representative Dembro, would you carry that on the House floor?
Yes, I would be happy to carry it on the House floor, and I will be brief, Representative Kahn. However, I reserve the right to publish my entire speech. Now, it will be a very low-cost publication.
So on that note, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4058 and open a work session on Senate Bill 1538.
Chair Springer, members of the committee, Senate Bill 1538 we heard on February 22nd. This bill expands and clarifies the duties of the Higher Education Coordinating Commission within the Oregon Education Investment Board. We have a -A10 amendment. For this one, it should be included with the fiscal in your packet.
Okay. And I think what I'm going to do at this point, because I was on higher ed yesterday when we were discussing this bill and the -10s came up. So, Representative Dembro, if you would just speak briefly to the -10s, since that's a fairly new development.
Why don't we move them first?
If you move it
and then debate it.
I'd like him to explain them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Can't we do that? Explain what the amendment does?
Normally, you have a motion and then you discuss the motion.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
Sure, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 1538 to the full Ways and Means.
I'm sorry.
I withdraw that partial.
We just need a motion to move the amendment.
I move the -10 amendments dated
yesterday.
Keep it brief, Representative.
Yeah.
They were dated the
20th. February 23rd, 2012.
I think we need a motion to quit picking on Representative
Dembro. Yes, okay. I think we need a motion to forget that it's Friday. So, any discussion on that motion?
Before you get your discussion.
Well, he's going to.
Yes. Madam Chair, thank you. So the -10s are recovering some pieces of the bill that were left out of earlier amendments. One of them is a technical fix to Senate Bill 242 related to the OUS budget. And the second part has to do with the transfer of the career colleges from ODE to ODA, ODA being the Office of Degree Authorization. Mm-hmm. In the original bill, that was to happen this July. After discussion, that was amended to the following July, to July of 2013, which for a number of reasons, which I could share with you if you're interested, the year's delay makes a lot of sense. It was in one of the earlier amendments, and then somehow in the final amendment that went to Senate Ed, it was left off. And so this is restoring the bill in its entirety, in its integrity.
Senator Monroe.
And I've spoken with Senator Hass, the chair of the Senate Education Committee, and he's in full support of the -10 amendments.
Okay. Any further discussion on that motion? Thank you for that. Okay, not seeing any. Any objection to that motion? Not seeing any. The motion carries.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1538 as amended to full Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. The motion has been made to move Senate Bill 1538 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on that motion? Any objection to that motion? Not seeing any. The motion passes. So for carriers on that bill, I need somebody from the House to carry that.
Well, I'd love to carry it to full Ways and Means.
Okay. That'd be good because that is your bill, isn't it? Not just the committee bill.
You
would like to carry the bill, wouldn't you, on the floor?
I would, actually. Thank
okay.
You.
So Representative Kampf will carry that to full Ways and Means, and Representative Dembro will carry that on the floor, and then we need somebody. Representative Monroe will carry that on
Senator.
The... Senator Monroe will carry that on the
that
Senate floor. Thank you.
Well, we're trying to even it out since we've called Senator Shields representative several times this week.
Okay, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 1538, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4077. And a change of staff.
Okay. Co-chairs, member of the committee, you heard this bill on the 20th. And the bill directs the school district to adopt a policy stating that teen dating violence is unacceptable and prohibited, and that each student has a right to a safe learning environment. You do have a dash A2 amendment in your packet, and the dash A2 amendment removes the requirement that the director of the Oregon Health Authority create or include an existing survey questions about teen dating violence. This removes that $30,000 general fund fiscal on the bill, and there's no revenue impact.
So then there is no fiscal on the bill currently with the amendment?
Correct. There is no fiscal.
Okay. Do I have a motion on the amendment? Or it's been amended?
No, we need to. Madam Chair, I move that we move the dash twos for House Bill 4077.
Thank you. Co-Chair Kant makes a motion to adopt the dash two amendments to House Bill 4077. Any discussion on that motion? Any objection to that motion? Not hearing any, so moved.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4077, as amended with the dash twos, to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Co-chair moves that House Bill 4077, as amended, be moved to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on that motion? Any objection to that motion? Not seeing any objection, motion carries. Boy, if all committees would be so quick. I know who would like to carry this on the floor. Representative Kampf, would you be willing to carry that? Or actually, Senator Monroe, would you carry that to full Ways and Means and
I
then the Senate
full
floor?
Ways and Means. On the Senate floor, Senator Lori Monasanderson would like to do it. But I'll carry it to full Ways and Means if you like.
Thank you. And then on the House floor, we need carriers, Representative Bailey and Representative Wand. I didn't see you in the room. I'm sorry.
I'm just here in case there are questions.
You got yeses. You don't need to talk. Nothing to say once you get all yeses. Okay. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 4077. Is there anything else? Senator Monroe.
Yes, this being our last meeting, I'd just like to thank everybody for your good and hard work. And I'd like to particularly thank my two House co-chairs for being so congenial and cooperative and working together with me as a team to try and get things done. I still have, you know, a concern about the fact that the big education reform bill did not come here and will be handled by a capital construction subcommittee and so on, but that's not our fault.
No.
We did our job and we did it very well. Thank you. Thank all of you.
Thank you. Senator Girard.
I would like to say goodbye to Representative Girard. He's been a really good friend.
I'm not gone yet, Senator.
You'll be with us in the interview.
Yeah, I'll still be here May and September. At least I hope.
It's your last session.
Well, you know, at your age, you never
But thank
know.
You.
Ooh. Wait a minute. I'm the one that carries the cemetery bills.
Senator, I'm in my heart attack years already.
So on that note, I learned a very valuable lesson my second or third day in this job, and it was during the 08 session, and I learned that lesson from Representative Girard, and I will absolutely, and I'm not going to share what it was, but I will absolutely never forget that day, and I will never forget what I learned that day just from you.
Really?
Actually, no. No, I mean that. Representative Kahn.
Thank you, Co-Chair Springer. It has been an incredible experience to co-chair this with my colleagues, but to have the 30-30 House, and Representative Springer and I, we sat down when session started last January, and we made an agreement about what we expected of each other. We actually put it in writing, and about full disclosure and to be able to have candid conversations about tough issues, and that appreciation was, you can't count how important that is. And that same thing, you know, happened through this committee, both sessions that I've been on this committee, that we really do try to keep our committee informed as best we can. Although the one that really holds the key to that is Monica, and as she learns information, she always keeps us up to date. And I definitely want to say thanks to her on the record, and our committee staff, Eric, that knows when to turn the microphones off real quickly sometimes, and those things are always appreciated. But thanks to this committee, these last two sessions have been very challenging, and we have dealt with a tremendous amount of education issues that do have huge fiscal impacts to the current body and the next one's coming. So I appreciate your diligence on addressing all that.
Senator Shields.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I would like to thank everybody for their patience in dealing with me in this committee. But also, I would like to also pass on well wishes to Representative Girard, even though we'll see you in the interim. You may not know this, but he played a key role in helping me pass my first bill. And when I walked into his office, it was a modest insurance reform that would help small business, and he said, yeah, let's take it to the insurance companies. But you can always tell the integrity of people in this building when they're more concerned about the policy rather than who's saying it's good policy or bad policy. And that's what I always felt with Bill, is that he was more interested in what the policy said rather than who was telling him what to do about it.
Thank you, Chip.
And I just want to say that this has been my first Ways and Means experience. Well, in 11 it was. And I've got to say, it's got to be probably one of the hardest times to be part of education and funding education. But it was also a very exciting time, because I think we've done some pretty significant education policy work in the last year or so, and some like that and some don't, and that's okay. But there's been significant work done, and I've been just as excited to be a part of that and the tough decisions likewise. And it's been a great committee to work with. It's an easy committee to work with. Guess who gets the last word? Representative Girard. I'll let you have it.
Thank you. When we started the session, I remember making the statement that of all the members of this board, I was the least educated, so I needed to be on this board. But I hope I have not disappointed any of you, but I have learned a lot from all of you as we've gone through, and I thank you for that opportunity. So, that's all.
Representative Girard gets the last word. We're adjourned.